Hello, everybody. This is Late Drinkers.
Your weekly dose of comedy relief.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Keep it going. No, seriously, keep it going.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I didn't want to say.
We are your weekly dose of comedy relief, as Frank said. And I suppose something that we haven't been doing is introducing ourselves. I'm your host,
Frank. Sugar, you almost got me there. I was about to say Mick. I was like, what?
There you go.
You almost got me. That was
just
close.
You're on the ball. I wasn't actually supposed to stop. I don't know why I did.
No, why did you pause?
I don't know. Like, I do that sometimes.
You said, I'm your host. I was like, what? I was like, Frank?
And I'm Mick. And we bring to you laughter.
Debatable.
Well, we think we're funny. And that's enough to have a podcast.
Also debatable.
You don't think you're funny? You don't think you're funny?
Me? I'm all right. I'm mediocre.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. We think we're funny, but I think I'm funny. You think you're funny.
I think I'm mediocre, you know.
Okay, so you don't think you're funny.
I'm mediocre.
What are you trying to say about me?
I'm trying to say that, you know, I'm mediocre.
Okay, and I'm...
Yeah, you're funny.
Above average.
You're above average. You're phenomenal.
Oh, that's well above average.
Exactly, man.
Oh, thanks.
Don't worry.
But thank you for... this.
Oh, come on. That was a dick move. I was like, oh, really? He's appreciating me for something?
Well, I was going to say...
Okay.
Let me finish.
No,
I was going to say...
You know, you stopped yourself.
No, you said, but you know, I told you that I do these little pauses sometimes.
Stop that. Okay, go on.
I was going to say...
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to include a little pause. For this episode, as we bring some well-needed questions... And you've, what's the word? Presence.
My presence?
Your presence is here, you know? So thank you for joining me for this adventure, with answering questions.
Okay.
With Frank.
You're saying like I'm not meant to be here?
No, I just have to
stumble upon, I just stumbled into the studio by chance.
I mean, you know, it's great to be here.
Oh yeah, thank you.
And thank you for joining me, but thank you for listening.
You're more than welcome. It's my pleasure. Listening to your voice or what's going on here?
No. I was talking to the listeners there.
Okay.
I mean, I do know that you have to listen to my voice.
Yeah, I kind of have a headset between my head.
So thank you for listening to my voice.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening to my voice as well.
Oh, I'm not listening. I don't listen to anything here.
Oh, so you just talking.
Well, I still have to listen to it, don't I?
Yeah, I know.
We're in the same room. But but in general, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for tuning in. That was about 3 minutes of shite talk.
Oh, jeez. Tangent talk.
So
let's get straight to it.
Yeah, but first, we are a comedy based podcast where we answer some questions, we have some laughs, and we bring the bands.
Exactly.
We have some laughs and we bring the bands. Mm-hmm. Would you say that rhymes? No.
We have some laughs and we bring the bands.
It just flows.
It flows nicely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
you can kind of make it a rhythm.
It's like a river.
Like a river, yeah, kind of.
It's nice.
But not really, though, because, you know, a river doesn't have waves. Question time. And first, how are you?
I'm good. I'm jolly good.
You're jolly good?
I'm jolly good.
Early Halloween?
I know, it doesn't feel like Halloween.
Why?
It's not cold enough.
It's not cold enough?
Yeah.
I actually think it's quite cold.
I don't think it's cold.
It's freezing.
It's not really.
Yeah, well, you can't say it's not cold when you're wearing, what, 7 jumpers?
Hey.
Oh. Busting out the moves here. Like, just, hey, look, I got nothing.
I don't know, like, last year's Halloween, man, I was freezing my ass off.
Yeah?
But this year, I'm like, whoa, it's quite warm.
It's quite...
That's kind of when I know Halloween is setting in. When the temperature drops like significantly, but it's quite mild tonight.
But this morning was about 9 degrees.
Are you serious?
Celsius, that is.
I didn't know because I was in bed. So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I get.
I only got up in the afternoon.
Yeah, because it was a holiday here.
Yeah, it's a bank holiday Monday, so it's kind of like a sin to wake up in the morning because, like, you know, why would you?
It's like, a sin.
It's
is that like one of the 12?
It's the 12 deadly sins.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's
precisely, it's the 12.
The 12 deadly sins is to make sure you don't wake up in the morning.
Of course.
On a bank
holiday. Absolutely, of course.
Like, why, you know?
Yeah, but what's the cutoff?
oh, the time, it depends. It's like plus or minus. It depends on the region sometimes. Okay. But where I live, where we live,
okay,
where we live, it's about, you know, when it's like two to three minutes past 12, you know.
Oh, okay. So yeah, after 12.
After midday, a bit after midday, like about two minutes past midday. Yeah, you should probably get up by then.
4 minutes and that's the 13th sin.
4 minutes and...
You're taking the shit.
You're actually taking the piss, you know. 4 minutes, you just can't do that. You can't do that, man.
That's where the line is drawn. Yeah, like, what are you doing? Are you trying to waste time?
You can't do that because people look at you differently, you know?
Of course. Because they all know.
Yeah, because, you know, and you might think to yourself that an extra minute mightn't be much, but, like, to people, it's a huge...
Scandal.
It's ridiculous.
But that's why they give you, like, the 3 minutes extra.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they are your extra minutes.
Wow, you understand it so well.
I know.
It's brilliant.
I know, jeez. Right?
Well, what time did you wake up today?
Oh, no, I broke the sin. I woke up at 9.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
Do you think you're better than us?
No. I'm going to hell. I know that.
Oh, thank God. At least you know.
So I wasn't even trying.
Yeah. I want to feel bad for you, but I just can't, you know. No, cause, you know.
But I actually did go out on Sunday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just for some quiet ones, you know.
Oh, you went out for some quiet ones.
Yeah, yeah. And then I woke up really
how
early.
How was she?
Oh, no.
Was she mute? You said you went out for some quiet ones. Did she not talk?
Yeah, no, she didn't talk.
Well, like,
she didn't talk. What are you trying to say?
No, you might.
You're saying that I can only pick up a deaf and dumb and blind woman.
Nah, well, clearly, if they can't see you pick them up, then you can pick them up.
Will they not feel the change in the fact that their feet aren't touching the ground?
Well, you know, sometimes when you can't see and you can't hear anything, your sense of balance is kind of off.
Yeah. Is that what you say?
Yeah. It's scientifically proven that, you know, when you're blind, you know, the fluids in your ears, you know, the fluid.
Yeah. I know the fluid.
When you're blind, it's just kind of disoriented.
Okay.
It just works differently. So,
okay.
Yeah. You might be really good at picking up girls that are deaf and dumb and blind.
Literally.
Yeah. So,
But that wasn't the part of my story. So I went out with a friend and we were talking, and I'm not a big beer fan. Actually, I hate beer.
Okay.
But I got beer.
I love the honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
That was beautiful. You know?
I hate it. No, I'm not going to lie. Wow. I hate hateful. Beer.
Okay. Come on, say some more hateful things. Anyway.
No, but I actually do hate beer.
Okay.
But I decided I'll have a beer because we'll stay out for a while. I'll sip on this for a little bit.
Okay.
I didn't want to get whiskey because whiskey is a power drink for me.
Oh, okay. So you went...
No, I don't.
You weren't feeling too alpha at that time.
Yeah,
that
yeah. I wasn't trying to...
Okay.
I was just trying to, you know...
Move some quiet ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I thought beer was a good choice. Yeah.
Okay.
Now...
Okay, because whiskey was a bit too loud.
Yeah, I have whiskey when I go out.
Okay. Okay,
but this one I didn't want it to be going out.
It was more of like a casual setting.
Yeah, exactly.
With your
friends,
you get it.
Candlelit and all that.
That's beautiful. I understand. Yeah.
Taking four pisses in the space of 2 hours.
Oh, jeez.
The usual.
Yeah, the usual crack.
But I got a Guinness.
Okay. Okay.
I tend to like Guinness, right? Mm. And it was probably one of the first times poured.
You drank depression, but anyways, what?
Yeah. The Great Depression. But it was one of the first times I had it poured, like, in a bar where they pour it for you.
Oh, really?
And there's a very specific way that they pour it to make the head nice. And it's very...
The foam.
The foam, yeah.
Okay.
It's very creamy and smooth and everything. Halfway through the pint, I was like, oh, my God, this sucks.
Yeah.
This really sucks. Yeah. I can't drink this anymore.
It looks so appetizing, doesn't it?
It does, right? Yeah. And then when you drink it, you realize why people say, oh, it's really heavy.
Yeah,
because I feel like I've just had, like, a beef.
Yeah.
A whole beef.
It's just
it's crazy. It's mad.
It is disgusting. Well, actually, was the...
I never said it was disgusting. You're putting words in my mouth now.
But, Guinness is a
stout.
A stout.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, I couldn't use that then. I was going to say you hate beer, but I realized Guinness is actually not a beer. That's why I wanted you
well,
to finish.
I mean,
well, technically, it's in that family.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't like it anyway since you like beer.
Exactly.
You dislike beer. So.
I hate beer, but sometimes I still drink it because I don't have the heart to tell the person that I'm going out with that I don't like beer.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. And then other times, I just... Also... When I go out for quiet ones, it's usually I get one and the other guy gets one, so okay. that we're even, you know.
Okay, so like two quiet ones.
Yeah, that's two quiet ones.
Yeah.
But I don't want to force them to pay €8 for my drink.
Okay.
So I get what they get.
What they get, okay.
Which is never a good idea.
But like my wadi is there, it's cheap. You know, you could.
First question. Water.
Water is free.
It's free.
I think
it is.
We don't have to pay for glass.
No. But that's only if you actually bought a drink. If you keep drinking water, mm-hmm. they're not. They won't give it to you.
Oh really?
Yeah.
If you keep asking for mm-hmm. water, they won't give it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
What?
100% a lie.
So
but
oh shit! I was like, what? Because I don't drink. So
yeah.
Whenever I go to pubs, which is like almost never.
Oh, they probably have like a picture of you and saying, "Don't serve this man water."
Don't serve me water. Because I was thinking to myself, maybe I'm asking for too much.
Yeah, of course. You're definitely asking them for too much water.
Maybe I should switch it up a little and ask for my water. In an hour, and then maybe next hour I'll ask for water.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, you should probably do that, actually.
Yeah.
Just to spice it up and also give them 50 cents.
Yeah, like a tip or something. Yeah.
No, that's how much my wadi costs.
50 oh, cents. Shit, yeah.
You're not giving them a tip of 50 cents.
My wadi costs 50 cents?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a rip-off.
We don't tip around here.
We don't tip?
Well, there's places that you do tip, but it's not mandatory to tip around here.
Why?
What do you mean, why? I feel like this is the first time you found out.
Because I don't tip.
You don't tip ever?
I've never tipped.
You've never tipped?
I don't know.
You're what's wrong with society.
I don't know how to tip. I don't go out much.
20%.
I don't go out much, okay?
It's 20%.
20% what? 20%. You have to get 20% as a tip. Are you mad? What the hell?
Oh my God. You're shocked.
Yeah. Okay, please clarify what you meant by 20%. So 20% is a big number. You know that, right?
I know.
Okay,
let me finish.
Okay, go on. Don't say 20% of your yearly income or something crazy like that. What the hell?
Your yearly income in one tip.
20%.
Jesus, you better not go out much because you're gone. Like
20%.
No, 20%. 20 to 25%.
Yes. Yes, go on.
Of what you spent.
Yeah.
So what your check is,
uh-huh.
you give them 20 or 25%.
That's insane.
Of a tip.
That's ludicrous.
Well, you don't do it everywhere. Like, you wouldn't do it in McDonald's.
Well, okay. That's kind of insulting.
No.
That is insulting.
You don't do it in McDonald's.
I'm not saying I personally work in McDonald's, but that's insulting. To friends I know who work in McDonald's. Because you're pretty much saying that they don't deserve tips.
No.
They work in McDonald's.
They get a wage. They get a wage.
Okay.
So you tip people that wouldn't get a regular wage.
Okay, so people who work in restaurants don't work for free.
Some restaurants pay them less because they get tipped.
Oh. But like, a tip isn't guaranteed.
No, that's why you should tip. Because they make most of their money off a tip.
Tips? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well... Shouldn't let me finish, right?
This world is cruel.
Yeah, well, that's what most of America. So when you go to America,
what?
You actually have to tip.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. And that's 20-25%.
No way.
Don't get that wrong. Like,
I've seen people give tips in movies, but
you have to do it.
Wow.
Don't get it wrong.
Okay, I'm always gonna tip.
No, don't always tip. I mean, like, you know,
20-25% of my income.
So you weren't listening to
sorry. I sometimes get caught up in my
that's
own
fine
mind.
If you want to give them 20-25% of your income, that's fine. Totally okay.
It wouldn't be much anyways.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't have an income, so
there you go. So zero.
So zero. So it'd be like minus something. If I can give a minus tip, that would be nice.
So you take the tip off of them. That's crazy. That's insane.
Well, like I said, the world is cruel.
The world is cruel. Oh my God.
I never said I wasn't cruel.
That's true. You didn't actually.
Yeah,
you've never ever said you weren't cruel.
I never said I wasn't cruel. So technically.
But yeah, you make sure to abide by the 12th deadly sin.
Exactly. So I'm never up in the mornings on a bank holiday because I'm not insane. You know, I abide by the law. I'm a lawful person. I'm honest.
You're an awful person?
A lawful. Hey, I see what you did there. I am lawful, okay? Yes.
I'm absolutely lawful.
I am lawful, yeah.
And thank you for asking, actually, yes. George.
George. Is that one of Jerry's friends?
It is.
Jeez.
Yeah, his best friend.
I don't like him either.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't even met him like what, yesterday?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't like him.
Yeah, but first question. Haven't answered the question.
I felt like we've answered like 3 questions already. Wow, jeez.
Definitely past that amount of time.
That's like me studying. Man, I try to study today.
So no question.
I try to study today. Yeah. Listen, hear me out.
But you need to have a story for the break, remember.
Buddy.
Okay.
Hear me. Okay. All right. It's not much. It's just like a 2-minute story of how I am a master at procrastinating.
Okay.
I should get a PhD in procrastination because I'm so fucking good at it. But anyways.
You don't have to beep your own.
No, I'm really good. No,
I mean, like, you don't have to beep your own bad words.
Oh, I did, because I know. I told you, I'm a lawful person.
Of course.
I'm changed. I'm a changed person. I'm a changed person, yeah.
Well, what changed you?
Well, that's the one. It was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to bring it up, because, you know, you don't like birthdays.
Yeah, well, technically, I don't like birthdays.
Okay.
But anyways, that's what changed me, okay?
Okay.
Could you age. Ask the question, what changed me? Okay. Not necessarily age. You know, I just...
The law? No, the fact that you can get thrown in prison now?
Oh my God. I actually took a shower last night, yeah?
Where is this going now?
Listen. Hear me out. I took a shower last night. I don't normally use bar soap, but that... <night is>. Listen, hear me out.
The stories are real. You can't hold on to it.
Please, hear me out. I was actually, like, I was having a shower last night. Oh my God, it was beautiful. But as I was scrubbing myself, I realized, you know, I ran out of soap. Yeah, I was like, okay, I got the bar of soap. The little thing just slipped out of my hand, yeah. And he was like, flopping off my arms and everything, and it hit the ground. And I was like, shit. My bar soap is on the floor. What am I going to do? I looked at it. Then I looked around. Even though I was in the shower alone, I looked around.
Oh, but you're never alone when you bend over. Like.
Oh, I know. That's why I looked around.
Someone's always going to pop out.
I swear to you. I was like, what? Okay. I dropped my bar soap. I was looking around just to make sure. I was slowly going down to pick my bar soap, and I was still looking around. And as soon as I got my bar soap, I just quickly finished what I had left.
But you still felt dirty when you got out.
Yeah, because I dropped my bar soap. Because the images that flooded into my mind when I dropped my bar soap were enormous. Okay, I mean enormous in both sense. Enormous.
Before you ask, it was both ways.
Yeah, both ways. It was. I knew you were going there. So I was like, you know what? I might as well fuck. I was like, fuck.
So you didn't beep that one out.
No. I tried to. I tried to, but I messed up. I messed up trying to beep my own word. I was like, it. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I was like, it. Yeah, there we go. I was like, it. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
But then, I was like, no, I might as well just say it before you do.
It's very funny. Yeah. So and that happened when?
That happened a couple of hours before I came here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You dropped the soap.
Yeah.
It's really hard to hold on to the bitch, isn't it?
Oh, I know, right?
That's why I don't use bar soap.
That's why I'm not in a relationship. But anyways.
So I always drop the soap.
No, hold on to the bitch.
I got it. You didn't need to say it. First question.
Oh yes. Okay, let me guess the time. I think it's time to play. Guess the time. Oh yes. My God, procrastination at its best. But anyways, let's guess the time.
Okay.
Oh jeez. 21.2.
Oh, you're close.
Whew.
It's about 19 minutes.
Oh wow, man! I've got an inner clock working in me, man.
Yeah, of course.
I don't need alarms.
Okay, first question. This gets deep. This gets deep real quick.
Ooh.
So it was usually I was gonna introduce it around this time, like,
oh, okay,
because we needed something else before. Okay. But first question.
Yeah. I'm listening.
I think you have some personal experience with this, but
ooh.
Why do women feel bad and cry after having sex?
What? Wait. Wait, hold up. What makes you think I have some personal experience with this whatsoever?
I thought you said that the last time
she was... No. Please. Don't start your sentence with what I thought you said. Start your sentence with you said, okay? Please. Because I don't like that. I thought you said. Because you're introducing uncertainties to your statement, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of like if your aunt was your uncle, she'd have a penis.
Huh?
No, if your aunt had a... If your aunt had a dick, she'd be your uncle.
Yeah.
But she doesn't.
She's my...
So she's your aunt.
Exactly.
So you don't deal with ifs. You deal only with absolutes.
Exactly. So make an absolute statement on what I said.
You said...
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm listening.
Last
yes.
Time. This is not going to work.
Go on. What did I say?
That your roommate...
Yes. My roommate, okay.
Told you that the girl he was sleeping with started crying.
Okay. Oh, okay. I said that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And so I was like, oh, that's perfect time to address this.
Okay. I'm going to pretend that I was drunk when I said this, even though I don't drink, okay? I don't drink, but I'm going to pretend like I was drunk.
Oh, you were hammered.
I was hammered. Oh, really? Okay. I was hammered. I'm going to pretend I was drunk. I was hammered. Don't remember a word of this.
You were licking the floor.
I'm gonna believe you.
You dropped the soap.
I dropped the soap. As a good friend, yeah. I'm going to believe you.
Good.
And I'm going to say, you know what? I might have said this.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Absolutely. It's something that I think would probably happen in my life.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was future you who told me. Oh,
future me now? Yeah. Wow. So not me now, so future me?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Crazy. But anyway, name.
This is definitely, oh my God, this is so hard. Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Yeah.
Actually, I wasn't thinking about Mitchell.
Oh, what are you thinking about?
I was thinking of Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah, Jerry is quite an innocent name as well.
But we'll go with Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell. Mitchell.
This was after church, Mitchell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that after sex, a lot of women feel ashamed and bad and even cry during and after sex. I really should have read the question first.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think we should try to read the question without laughing.
No, I don't. I think I'm gonna leave that last part out.
No. Please.
No. I can't.
Oh wait. I don't know what the last part is.
I was laughing, but it's like, it's with, you know,
multiple men. Is it? No. Sorry. Because you're like, I thought you said, I thought you meant multiple.
He's
men.
Asking the question
that so. Why do women cry when there's multiple men?
No, multiple men.
Well, it makes sense. No, there's two holes.
It's with him.
Oh, with him. Okay. Apologies for laughing.
So I've noticed that after sex, a lot of women feel ashamed and bad, and even cry during and after sex. I think the during is very...
It's very specific.
It's very bad.
Yeah, I know. Right? It is very bad.
As you're doing it, you're like, can you please stop? Stop crying.
Stop crying. It's kind of weird because you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you just stop. You're like, okay, this feels weird.
Am I having sex or am I raping someone? I don't know.
No, but even then, like, I feel like my penis would just shrivel.
It would just die.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, I can't do this.
No, that's really weird. You know,
yeah.
I think
never happened to me.
I think it's so. Never happened to me either.
Yeah,
God forbid. But
God forbid. Oh man.
Anyways,
it's the 13th deadly sin.
This is close. I can't remember what number this ranks, but I know this is pretty bad.
It's definitely number one.
Because, you know, for a girl to cry while you're having sex, she might just be waking from a drug-induced coma or something. I don't know. But, like, you know...
So many reasons.
Just hopefully you didn't, like, drug her or something, or...
I would say stop.
Yeah, definitely. I'll stop immediately. I'm like, okay, are you okay? Are you fine? I'm okay. Okay.
We're not doing the role play.
No, because that'd be weird. That'd be weird.
But
like, imagine just crying and just...
I understand maybe the after, because a lot of time girls guilt. Can be emotional and they're like, oh, why did I do that? Mm-hmm.
It's like when it's like when you like have a slice of cake, but you don't you know you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But you still do, and it messes you up in the toilet. But anyways,
start dropping bars of soap. Just like it's nobody's business. It's nobody's I'd propose to skip this question. I should have probably read the question beforehand.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. This is a lot of factors, like a lot of our questions. There's a lot of factors to take into consideration.
Of course.
But you know, when someone
like
who you are.
You know, I mean, if you have cash, cash is king. You can just throw them a stack of like,
and then they'll stop crying immediately.
Maybe they're crying because of economical issues.
Exactly.
So you just throw them a.
Maybe the friction. 5 grand. Maybe the heat from the friction was too hot. I don't know.
Jesus. Who is this guy? Like, fucking Flash?
Flash? Nicknamed Driller.
The heat.
It's on fire. It's on fire. Yeah. I just think whenever someone is, you know, she might be physically or emotionally in pain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. That's a given, right?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Okay. She might be just, it might be tears of joy.
No. Could be.
Yeah.
But doubt it.
I doubt it too. But hey, it could be tears
of
joy.
We'll see it that way.
Hey,
it's tears of joy.
It's tears of joy.
Well done, Mitchell.
Mitchell, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Keep it groovy.
I think that's. You're on to something.
Let's move on to the next question.
All right, let's go.
So is 13 so I decided, I saw this question, I was like, let's play a little game here.
Okay.
Let's be a little different at this moment.
Alrighty.
And because it's nearly Halloween.
Tomorrow
is Halloween.
Yeah.
Is 13 known as an unlucky letter? Sorry, number. He actually put down letter, and I read it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I wanted to go through the reasons why 13 could be, could be deemed as an unlucky number. Did you know it was an unlucky number? Friday the 13th?
I know Friday the 13th was an unlucky day, but I'm not sure what the reasoning behind that is.
Let's go through them.
Okay.
There are 1100 reasons why. No, there's 13. 13
okay.
Reasons why.
Why 13 is an unlucky number. Because apparently a couple of people died on 13th, I guess.
A couple of people? No, probably not a couple, right? I mean,
shit.
A couple of people die every day.
Okay, a couple of significant people died. On
actually, you're wrong, but.
Wow. Why would you.
Number one.
Yes.
There were 13 people at the Last Supper.
Oh.
And
why'd that be unlucky though? That's a good thing.
Let me finish.
Okay.
And tradition has held that 13 to take their seat was either Judah or Jesus himself.
Okay.
Two, many believe either the Last Supper or the crucifixion occurred on the 13th.
Okay.
Are you getting goosebumps now?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're feeling the Halloween vibes? Three.
No.
Biblical references to the number 13 aren't all that positive. According to historian Vincent Foster Hopper, I feel like this could be interesting, so I'm going to read the little paragraph. One of the people who really pushed 13 as being unlucky was 16th century numerologist Petrus Bungus. I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. Please.
Yeah, like he's listening.
Probably, right? 16th century?
Yeah, it's probably somewhere in some retirement home or something. I'm not sure.
among his reasons, Hopper said that Bungus recorded that the Jews murmured 13 times against God.
Jeez.
It's getting goosebumps?
Yeah, it's getting deep.
What about this?
Okay.
Traditionally, there were 13 steps to the gallows.
Gallows?
Yeah.
Whoa. Don't know what that is, but whoa.
That's where you get hung. So you have to do 13 steps before you get...
13 steps?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big enough reason for me.
That's a lot of steps. You might as well be dead by the time you get
the mass arrest and execution of the Knights Templar began on the Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Women... No.
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 What was it?
Women menstruate roughly 13 times a year.
Wow.
I don't think that's the reason. A witch's coven has 13 members.
Okay.
13 letters in a name means the person is cursed.
No way.
Yeah way. You're good.
I'm literally counting all my family members' names.
Jeez. Oh. You are, actually.
We're all good. Jeez.
Oh, no.
Oh, I told my uncle. I didn't like him anyways, but I was hoping. But
superstition. She's lucky enough. Superstition has made Friday the 13th tough for businesses.
Jeez.
So that's another good reason. 12 is a perfect number, so 13 must be unlucky.
Is that one of the reasons?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? There
you go. Tradition. Tradition predicts chaos in the 13th millennium.
Okay.
Sports greats with jersey number 13 sometimes come up short.
Wow.
That's number 12, so it's lucky. Okay. Super Bowl 13 was a huge financial setback for sports bookies. I feel like that's not a reason.
Wow.
Because Super Bowl 13,
yeah,
there had to be at least 13 Super Bowls. That means that the unlucky 13 number was before the Super Bowls.
I get you.
You get me?
I get you.
So those are the 13 reasons why.
And I feel like they're complete bullshit.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
What's your reason why 13 is the unlucky number?
I don't believe 13 is the unlucky number.
What do you think? I
think 13 is just a number.
But what do you think is the unlucky number?
I think there is no such thing as an unlucky number.
What about 3?
I like 3.
What about 6?
6 rhymes with sex, so I like 6.
Jesus.
No.
3 is often deemed a bad number.
Really?
In certain circumstances.
3 is a lucky number.
Yeah.
Wait, 3 is technically the lucky number.
But if you wake up at 3 in the morning.
Oh shit.
And you smell smoke. The devil is waiting for you. The devil is at your door.
Where? Oh, at my door.
Okay. Yeah. So you let him in and you...
No, why would I do that?
you put...
No, why would I do that? No, if he's at my door and he's ringing the bell at 3 a.m. in the morning.
You turn on the kettle.
Yeah.
Because he's got a proposal for you.
Okay, so we're going to talk over tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and talk about how he's going to kill me.
No, he won't kill you.
Oh, so what does he want?
Well, like, he could go inside you.
No, I don't want... Nothing's going inside me.
No.
I've been through this before.
I don't mean like that. I mean like people will need
exorcism
to exit. Yeah.
Like, okay.
Or
that's not happening. Because
I've been there.
The devil is gonna freeze to death outside in the winter. Because I'm not opening that door for anybody.
He doesn't need to. He's just being polite. But you'll sliver in.
Okay. So if I don't open the door, he's just gonna sliver into my house. Well then. Oh shit.
You can't do anything.
I can't do anything, so
you're just gonna have to take
it. Well, it was nice knowing you, I guess, you know.
You'll just have to take it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Or 6, because, you know, 666666, the devil child.
Oh, jeez, all superstitions.
You don't believe?
Not really, no.
Well,
do you?
3 o'clock this morning.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
I thought you didn't believe.
I don't believe, but don't say that. Like, what the hell? It's like a jinx or something. Well, anyways, I don't believe in jinx anyways.
I don't believe in anything.
I don't believe in
tough. Or are you just trying to be tough? No.
Yeah. Like,
mark it on your calendar.
You're bringing up all my insecurities.
I mean, I'm terrified of the devil.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen him a couple of times.
What do you look like?
Well, I mean, every time I look in the mirror, so... Oh!
That's... You bad.
You know those YouTube videos where it's like when someone says something bad and you just see the guy kind of like fall back.
I know, right?
Or or like Thug Life. Bam. So like after I said that, just picture like the glasses falling down and the joint
in your mouth.
There you go.
It's the one and only D.O.W.T. Snoop Dogg!
Snoop Dogg.
There we go. Right,
will we take a break?
Yeah, why not?
Actually, we won't take a break because the episode's nearly finished.
Oh,
so
sugar.
Next question.
Yeah.
Straight into it.
All right, let's go.
I make more than double what my boyfriend makes.
Okay.
Yes. It's a Jennifer, isn't it?
Definitely Jennifer.
I didn't even need to ask you.
Stuck up Jennifer.
So we are recently college grads and I make around... $46,000 a year. So imagine
my number is let me just get my phone.
Imagine 20 or 25% of that.
as a tip. Jennifer must be kind. Very generous.
And my boyfriend makes very generous asking this question.
Well, no, she's generous that, you know, if she wants to give 20-25%.
Oh, wait. Yeah. We should probably listen to what she's asking.
I have a charity, so.
You don't have a charity.
Well, technically for Jennifer.
Is it you?
Well,
are you the charity case?
I've got a few body parts that need repair, but anyway.
But let's hear what she's asking. And my boyfriend makes only 22k a year. Already she said only.
Only, I know, right? I quickly spotted that straight away.
We are only thinking of moving in together, but it kind of bothers me that he makes way less than me. He said in a year he will qualify as an airline pilot since he is a flight instructor now. So
that's pretty cool.
So don't knock a guy just for making shitty money when he has a good career. It's pretty cool.
I'm just like, I'm saying that, you know, flying.
That's everyone's cool dream.
Man, you get all the girls with that.
So I think he will make a little more than he does now. How should we split expenses right now so things are fair? I think that's probably a problem that everyone has. How do you split? Because you can't do 50-50.
Yeah.
Because that's impractical.
Exactly. I understand. You know,
it has to be weighted upon. So I'll say here, the gap is roughly half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's making 46. About he's making 22.
About double.
Yeah.
What he,
so yeah, about half, yeah, or double, depending on so which side you're seeing
so
it.
So it should be 2-1.
It should be 2-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should be...
she pays double what he pays.
Yeah, so it should be 80-20.
Exactly.
That's not double, is it?
No, it's not.
How would you make it double?
No, 2-1. So if he pays 50, he pays 100.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. All right, that's fair enough. But that, in terms of percentage, how would you...
What?
How would you split it in terms of percentage?
I think he should pay about what? 30%?
30%?
And she'll pay the 70%.
Yeah. She pays a little bit more, but... Yeah.
But, like, you know, just roughly. We're just guesstimating, so...
Yeah. Guesstimating.
You should...
It's a funny word.
Guesstimating.
When guessing and estimating aren't enough.
Exactly. Guesstimate. I think she'll definitely have to contribute to the most of the payment.
Of course.
And if she disagrees with that, then she's selfish.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And, quite selfish.
Yeah, so you know, you just have to be fair,
mm-hmm,
and then when it increases for him, like your percentage falls a little bit to accompany that.
Exactly, I think the fact that she's even asking this question, you know, it speaks volumes about the kind of person she
is.
And
3 o'clock, mark the date.
Yep,
mark the time.
Mark the time. The devil come knocking on her door. But yeah.
No, we don't want the devil to knock on anyone's door.
No. So,
but it's just Halloween. We have to scare the shit out of you guys. Is it gay for a man to accept a marriage proposal from a woman?
Oh, wow. I think what you're doing, the questions are similar in a way. It's just like about, you know, that.
Well, that, I mean, the question.
That alpha male kind of.
But isn't the question a bit of a, you're answering your own question. I mean, is it gay for a man to accept a marriage proposal from a woman? No.
No, because it's
a woman.
It's a woman. No, yeah, I know, right?
So it's not gay.
No, it's not gay. No, definitely not gay. 100% not gay. Yeah.
I would say 100%.
Okay.
I'd say it's 70% not gay. It's 30% gay because you don't have the balls to ask.
Shit.
Fucking mark the time. 3 o'clock.
Are you sending your shots to Alan?
Yeah, damn right I'm sending shots to that. 3 o'clock, I'm going to be knocking at your door, bitch.
Whoa.
Better
whoa,
turn on the kettle. It's going to be a long night.
Well, in today's world, you know, who cares who bends the knee?
Who cares who bends over, right? As long as you drop the soap.
You get the soap. Oh, wow. Well, I don't think it should matter.
Is that real, like bending the knee? Like, would you go down on your knees or would you do it another way?
I wouldn't throw it at her.
I was thinking throwing it.
What are you implying?
Like, you know, doing something bigger or something like the sky.
Okay, I'm saying...
Bring it to Mars. Something like that.
Okay, I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll probably, like, you know, put it in her in a drink or something.
Oh, no, don't do that. Drink it and then that's gone. $5,000.
No, I'm going in. Nothing's gone, man. I'm going in to get my shit.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
But I mean, she could die.
Well,
it's for her life for $5,000.
$5,000. She could die, but it's five.
It's $5,000. I won't be getting back.
But it's yeah, exactly.
Why don't you just wait for her to pass it?
She'll wait for it. She'll wait for herself to pass it, and she'll take care of herself. But
if she does that, it's over between us.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Would you not put in a cake? Maybe that might be easier.
I think a cake makes more sense.
100%.
Cake or popcorn. Hopefully when she's like digging in, it goes
straight in her finger.
You know, the butter will help
yeah.
it. You know,
yeah,
like,
of
I'll
course.
Get buttery popcorn. Yeah. So like, you know, the butter, the greasiness of the butter.
I get it.
Kind of helps the slips.
Yeah.
Slips in, you know.
It's yeah, nice. It's a lubricant of exactly. some sort.
My G.
I don't know. I don't think people actually. I'm pretty sure some people do.
Yeah, refuse.
I mean, like drop the knee.
Oh yeah, girls, women. Are you trying to say women drop the knee?
No, I mean like men. I don't feel like a lot of them actually end up dropping the knee. I think they do something else. Like yeah. even just standing and saying, "Will you marry me?" or some shit, you don't need to go on your knee, right? Or do you?
You don't,
I don't know. I've never proposed. I don't know.
I've never proposed, but like, you know, the majority of the proposals I've seen, you know, the men are dropping the knee.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh shit. I mean, gonna have to practice my knee dropping skills.
It's pretty cool.
Distraction skills.
Yeah.
You know, oh look over there, and then when she turns around, you're on.
Ring,
you have to be like real quick, like.
Yeah. It's a big thing now. Like, you know, people are proposing in the most craziest,
imaginative
way.
Would you make like a joke about it? Like, get the Haribo ring.
Oh,
go, like,
yeah.
Will you marry me? And then she's like, oh.
If I she with me
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, you're messing. Then you take out the real ring.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't
that,
it?
That is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're like in a park. You had a great day. Fantastic uh-huh. weather and all.
Yeah.
Then you're like, you joke about it. And then you're like, oh, will you marry me?
Oh.
With the ring, and then she's like, oh yes, messing. And then next minute you take out the real ring, and then she's like,
those moments are just so warming, you know. It's just, it's beautiful to see.
Of course.
I know.
And then you realize you have to actually get married.
I know. And then that's when
it's all downhill from there.
Well, that's
I was
what,
talking to my
that's what they say.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend.
Is he married?
No. It was yesterday. We were talking about marriage. I was like, I asked him, because we went out and there was a good amount of people that would be in their mid-40s that I assumed their wife.
You know, good amount could be hundreds. You know that, right?
Yeah. But I'm going to leave that kind of...
It's for me to...
Yeah. But also like just, you know, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's not the point of the story.
But like, you know, a good amount.
Yeah, it's a good amount. Okay. Definitely. Around two.
I can't take a good amount as an answer. Please, can you specify?
Oh, okay. It's like roughly, I saw at least two.
What?
there was
what?
Definitely more. Well, two pairs.
A good amount. Two pairs.
But you get what I mean.
You'd make a good politician. Yeah. But anyways, go on.
There was a husband and a wife, and I was like, I go to him.
Yeah.
I go to my friend, not the guy. I was like, do you feel that when you get married, you'd go to a bar like this, mm-hmm. which was a bar that was mostly aimed for younger people, with your wife? And he said, probably not a place like this, probably somewhere quieter, like a hotel bar or something mm-hmm. like that. And he goes, I hope so. You know, I hope I want to bring my wife out or else.
Oh, okay.
And then we went on and talked about, you know, I was like, because he was saying that he's not sure if he wants to marry, you know,
because
in today's society, marriage doesn't mean what it used to mean, you know, and I was like, yeah, that's true. I mean, you could just, you know, be together for a long time. You don't need to get married and then you don't need a divorce. And he said something that made me think. He goes, if you get married, you probably should be thinking about a divorce because there's a higher chance of it happening now, like in today's time, than there was before.
Yeah.
So he doesn't mean like, you know, get married and then think straight away about divorce. Mm-hmm. But you can't rule divorce out.
Yeah, of course.
Just because people have more freedoms now and, mm-hmm. you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And it just really got me thinking. I was like, that's shit. That's right. That's probably what's going to, you know, stop a lot of people from getting married. Because that sucks, getting divorced.
It does suck.
And then he was also like, you know, you also have to take care of yourself. And if...
Kids.
You also have to think that if you're going to be making, like, if you're getting married and you're making cash,
mm-hmm.
she needs to sign a prenup.
Okay.
Because she'll just ruin you.
Exactly.
So, but how would a girl be okay with signing a prenup? How do you drop the contract right in her face and go sign that?
Sign that.
Because I don't trust you. Why are we getting married?
Oh, jeez. It's
crazy.
It is crazy. It's like, it's almost like a risk, you know?
It is. It is 100%.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's terrifying.
But there's still time. There's still time for that to happen. But apart from all that sadness.
But there's a reason why marriage isn't the same anymore. Okay. Because it isn't as religiously orientated as it was once. And a lot of people aren't as religious as they are.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't frown upon people who have divorces.
Civil partnership, yeah. which is like marriage.
Yeah,
it is like I understand that, you know, the marriage is mostly like the church side.
Yeah,
and you go to church and do all of that. So you know, a lot of people aren't. There's more people now. You could say that there's more people now that aren't religious than there was before.
Definitely.
So yes, I agree. But. In terms
and
of like...
Then there's a direct correlation between, you know, education now and education back then as well. So
yeah.
Do you think the smarter people get, the less religious they become?
I think what happens is a lot of the time, I feel like someone could be religious and not believe in a specific church just because they don't believe in the way that they think or what they're doing or anything like that. But that doesn't mean that they don't believe in a God.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that they don't like what's going on, because religion was created by man and man powers religion, and man is never good.
According to you.
Well, I mean,
well,
like,
you know, because other people have, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying. Yeah.
That, you know.
But like what I'm saying is that as long as there's men, like humans that control certain things, mm-hmm. it's not going to be good.
Okay, because humans are flawed.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no human that's perfect.
Indeed.
There's just, you can't have that.
True.
But, so, you know, some people are probably like, I don't agree with what they're doing.
Hmm.
Like, in the early stages, the Catholic Church would kill a lot of people in the name of God, and they thought that was right.
Mm-hmm.
But why, you know, when you think about it? But apart from that, people are, like, just probably starting to get away. I think... You know, from my generation, people are getting away because their parents forced them.
Yeah.
So if you get forced, you're not going to, like, homework.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you not do homework?
I can't count.
I literally can't count. Didn't do homework.
I can't remember how much. Yeah, no.
But you know what I mean, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, you know? It's difficult, and I never really like getting into it because...
Yeah.
People have their beliefs,
exactly.
And that's fine.
Exactly.
The only problem is when someone forces his beliefs on you.
Exactly.
Is when I'm like, you're a piece of shit.
Mm.
I don't think that. I'm just like, I think any sorts of excess is bad.
Mm.
So, you know, usually people who force their opinions on you,
mm-hmm.
are people that are obsessed with that certain thing.
Indeed.
And no obsession is good.
Yeah.
So,
and like, you can't really talk to someone who's closed-minded.
Exactly.
Know? And when they're so closed, that's when they start to force their opinion on you.
Yeah.
And
when they don't see your side.
So in a way, it's a waste of your time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not a pleasant conversation, because then it gets heated.
It gets heated.
And you're just like, yeah, I don't want to do this.
Exactly. And then they'll say, oh, you know, you're always backing off the base, yeah. Like this. You never really want to talk about,
yeah.
this kind of topics. And
that's your wife, right?
Yeah, apologies actually for going off topic, because you were saying something about marriage, and well, it's all linked up anyways.
It is, of course. But yeah, on lighter notes, just before we wrap up the episode.
Oh yeah,
what's the big news?
The big news is that we are planning.
Oh, you a
a network of.
Oh, okay. Well, you got the general area, right?
I mean, know exactly what you're trying,
yeah,
to see.
We were getting closer to the big release of the new podcast.
Exactly.
We've thought of a name.
Yes.
Would you like to share? wait. In your best radio voice.
Drum roll, please.
I don't want to ruin it, though.
Oh, God.
It's all you. Don't screw this up.
It's too much pressure.
Don't screw this up. We only have one shot.
Okay.
Just one shot. Don't make that high pitch.
Quit.
So close.
Wait. Please give me another chance.
Okay.
Please.
Just one more chance.
Critical thinking
is, yeah, right. I was like, what?
Oh, how was, yeah, that? I said it like,
yeah,
completely in monotone.
Yeah.
It was like monotone. No expression whatsoever.
Exactly. Critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
And would you like to say why? Critical thinking?
Because we critically
think. Topics. No, yeah, but it's more like, it's going to be more of a topic-based, how can you say it?
Podcast.
Yeah, but it's more like, we'll have a topic and we'll discuss certain things.
Yeah.
More serious, less laughter, because...
It's more of a way of us expressing the way we think.
Yeah.
You know.
Analyzing certain topics.
Analyzing things and like...
Brain power. I just wanted to fit that in.
We're looking to discuss things that are scientific, things that occur in our everyday life.
Yeah.
You know, just general.
General stuff.
General stuff.
That can branch from a scientific topic to I don't know. Now you're putting me on the spot.
Yes,
but like,
I am. You do that to me all the time.
I don't know. Like,
you do that to me all the time.
Oof. Like, I don't know.
The Italian is coming out of you there.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Something like, I don't know, gravitational waves.
Gravitational waves.
Or perhaps, you know, to an everyday object such as a phone, yeah, or shampoo.
Exactly.
Probably not shampoo, though.
Or how soap works or something like that. Oh.
Yeah, well, we don't know. But it'll all just be like a nice conversation, mm-hmm, where we analyze the topic,
yeah,
and we just try and shoot out different ideas.
Exactly. And don't expect us to have the same, you know, perspective,
yeah,
or opinions and things, because we're both two different,
yeah,
different and similar people.
And like, yeah, the thing is, having different perspectives on it, yeah, is good, because it gives variety.
And that's how people grow.
Like,
know?
One of the episodes that we were thinking of doing was... involving phones,
yeah,
and how they impact our lives.
Like we were trying to do a psychoanalysis.
Yeah, exactly.
On how phones can be detrimental to our lives, and,
yeah,
could also benefit us,
exactly,
in the same way, and how phones could change in the future.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, all of that, and that's the whole point. We just the different topics we'd like to discuss and all that, and critical thinking is the name. In terms of episodes, once a month, maybe twice a month, it's not going to be as consistent as this, because there's a lot more work to go into that, because we can't talk out of our asses.
No, we can't.
So, we just hope that you'll enjoy it.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah. And tell that friend to tell their friends.
You know, so-and-so.
I hope you'd look forward to it, and hopefully that you'd enjoy the first episode, and then the response is good. That's good. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
But with that said, this has been Late Drinkers, your weekly dose
of comedy relief.
Thank you ever so much for listening. I've been your host, Mick.
And Frank.
And make sure to like,
share,
comment,
subscribe,
all of that fun stuff. And if you have any questions or comments,
pop them down in the description box down below.
Exactly. Thank you ever so much for listening. Bye. Well, first, I hope you laughed.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.